listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service in the School of Public Health. I'm talking today with Dr. M. Jocelyn Elders, the 15th Surgeon General of the United States under then-President Clinton. Dr. Elders will visit the University of Michigan January 27th along with a panel of experts to discuss health problems facing youth in America today. When Dr. Elders was sworn in as Surgeon General, she became the first African American and only the second woman to hold that post. As Surgeon General, Dr. Elders was an outspoken and controversial figure, but she initiated programs to combat youth smoking, teen pregnancy, and to increase childhood immunizations. She is a tireless advocate for public health, and as a private citizen, she continues to lobby for the health needs of the young, the poor, and the powerless. Dr. Elders, in your opinion, what are the biggest health threats facing this country?
It's poverty and ignorance. One of the ways we deal with poverty is by educating our people. You know, we have 53% of the young black men in Michigan who don't even finish high school. So if you don't educate our populace and we don't teach them how to be healthy by providing health education, there is no way that we're ever going to have a healthy population.
Dr. Elders, the Surgeon General position is often politicized, with Surgeon Generals asked to water down or soft pedal scientific findings. Do you see that changing at all under the Obama administration?
I feel that our new president, President Obama, want to make a difference in our society, and he want to change things. And the best way to change things is use the available scientific data that we have out there and pick a strong Surgeon General who will protect the integrity of health and realize that he's the people's Surgeon General, not the President's Surgeon General, not the Congress's Surgeon General.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, a respected CNN correspondent and neurosurgeon, though not a public health professional, has come under fire recently as Obama's candidate for Surgeon General. What are your thoughts on Gupta, Surgeon General, and does the proposed selection tell you anything about the role the Surgeon General will play in the Obama administration?
We need somebody who will be able to provide strong leadership, who understands health policy, and who is able to communicate that understanding to the president, public policy officials, or our legislators. It makes no sense that we spend more money than anybody in the world on health and rank number 57th in overall health. And that's because we've not used it wisely. And we need to look at the rules and regulations that we have governing health. And I think having a strong leader who can communicate that position will be good. We have 6,000 well-trained public health officials, members of the Commission Corps, and they can educate them very rapidly.
So it sounds like you think Dr. Gupta is a good choice.
I think that Dr. Gupta is an excellent communicator, and I think he knows how to get the message out so we can all become involved. I have no problems with Dr. Gupta. You know, I feel that every one of us in public health have a responsibility to make sure that he's doing the right thing and to stand up and be behind him if he starts making dumb mistakes.
Dr. Elders, in your opinion, what is the single most important public health message that is not stressed enough to the American citizens by Surgeon Generals?
First of all, we need to realize that we are the people's Surgeon General, and we need to talk to them about personal responsibility for their own health. People don't like to hear that. We've not educated our population about what they need to do to keep themselves healthy. You know, we need to stress more on mental health, physical health, and sexual health. The attitudes of our society are such that we don't want anybody to tell us what to do about our health until we're sick and dying.
What are the most important health issues facing young people today?
I think our young people are facing many of the same kinds of problems that we old people are facing. That is related to education and poverty. But they have a lot of social and behavioral problems that are impacting their health. If we look at the six most common causes of them having death and disability, we end up with unintentional injuries and violence, tobacco use, alcohol and other drugs, sexual behaviors which resulting in unintended pregnancies, STDs and HIV, unhealthy dietary behaviors, and less than 50% exercised for at least an hour 5 days a week. We wonder, why do we have so much obesity? Why do we have increase in hypertension in our young people? Why do we have, you know, more STDs? We don't educate them about their own sexuality. So we create many of the problems which our young people have, and I feel that we have a major responsibility to educate them and prevent them from going into poverty, ignorance, and enslavement.
Dr. Elders will visit the University of Michigan on January 27th. This has been Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service and the School of Public Health.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.